Taiwan is a democratically governed island of about 24 million citizens, and Beijing claims that Taiwan is part of Chinese territory. Pelosi's visit is so significant because she is the most senior U.S. politician to drop by Taiwan in the last 25 years. Beijing is very unhappy about the visit and has said publicly multiple times that they oppose it.
美方必将为其损害中国主权安全利益承担责任，付出代价。
China has been ramping up its military exercises in the waters off its southern and northeastern coasts this week. Monday also marked the 95th anniversary of the People's Liberation Army. So you've been seeing on many Chinese platforms the videos demonstrating China's armed forces and how powerful they are. What we've seen is a PLA unit posting on its social media account the video of a recent military drill that happened off the coast of southeastern Fujian province and facing Taiwan. The caption of the video read, "We're ready to fight anytime."
Hi, welcome back to Joe Blogs. This video is the next in a series looking at the financial implications of Russia's invasion of Ukraine on the global economy. And in today's episode, I want to talk about Taiwan. Now, Taiwan is an island off the coast of China and is what's known as a disputed territory because China sees Taiwan as being part of one China, as they call it, whereas Taiwan itself believes that it's independent and it isn't part of China. And that's caused a lot of tensions around the globe with regards to how people actually deal with Taiwan. And historically, a lot of countries have not recognised Taiwan as an individual entity, and they refer to it as Taipei, which is actually the capital of the country. And I wanted to talk about Taiwan today because the US House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi has just made the visit to the island. And this is causing a lot of political tension and has caused vibrations all through the financial markets. And Russia have taken this opportunity to come out and condemn the US's actions and to support China. So we're starting to see some political moves being made by Russia to support China in this conflict. And so I wanted to go through some of the details and talk about what the potential implications are. So in this video today, we'll have a look at Taiwan, we'll look at the history, how it came to declare itself independent and why China does not believe that the island has any independence. We'll talk about the relationship with Taiwan and the USA and the EU. We'll have a look at what's going on right now with regards to the tension and why global markets are getting nervous. And then we'll talk about what the implications of this are with regards to the Russian-Chinese relationship, which, as you'll know if you follow the channel, Russia has been looking to develop since it's had all of the sanctions applied against it. Then finally today, I'll wrap up with my summary. So what I think is likely to happen with regards to this situation and what the implications are for the global economy. So before we get started on all of that, if I could ask you to give me a thumbs up and to subscribe if you haven't done so already. Don't forget, I always include chapters in these videos so you can skip over stuff if you're not that interested in it. And if you'd like to support the channel, please have a look below where you'll find links to YouTube, Super Thanks and membership, along with Buy Me a Coffee and Patreon. Taiwan is an island in the Western Pacific Ocean that lies roughly 100 miles off the coast of southeastern China. The island is approximately 245 miles long and 90 miles wide. Taiwan was historically an independent country, however it became a colony of the Netherlands in the mid-17th century. It later regained independence, however China took control in the late 17th century and ruled the island for over 200 years. In 1895, following the First Sino-Japanese War, it became a colony of Japan. However, the island returned to Chinese rule in 1945 following Japan's defeat in World War II. In 1949, Mao Zedong's communist forces took control of China and declared the People's Republic of China in Beijing. The previous ruling Nationalist Party retreated to Taiwan, where it declared the Republic of China and cut all contact with mainland China. In 1950, Taiwan became an ally of the United States, which was at war with China in Korea, and the US deployed a fleet into the Taiwan Strait to protect its ally from possible attack from mainland China. The first Taiwan Strait crisis started in 1954 when China launched military attacks on some smaller islands off the southeast coast, which Taiwan subsequently lost control of. In 1958, China launched a second wave of military offensives against two islands that were close to the Chinese mainland, Kinmen and Matsu, and Taiwan fought back with some US-supplied weapons. In 1979, the USA endorsed the One China policy and switched its diplomatic recognition from Taipei to Beijing. This change of stance by the USA was confirmed by the Taiwan Relations Act, which made clear that the US decision to establish diplomatic ties with Beijing rested upon the expectation that the future of Taiwan would be determined by peaceful means. And under that act, Washington was obliged to help Taiwan with the means to defend itself. In 1996, Taiwan decided to hold its first direct presidential vote, which caused the third Taiwan Strait crisis after Beijing launched missiles into the waters near Taiwan. The US responded by dispatching aircraft to the region, and the Taiwan president won victory by a landslide in March. In 2000, Taiwan elected a new president representing the Democratic Progressive Party, which supports Taiwanese sovereignty and formal independence. In 2016, a new president was elected for the DPP based on a manifesto of standing up to China. In response to this, China suspended all official communications with Taiwan. Later in 2016, US President-elect Donald Trump broke decades of US diplomatic precedents by speaking directly by telephone with the president of Taiwan. In 2017, the Donald Trump administration approved $1.4 billion worth of arms sales to Taiwan, which prompted anger from Beijing. In March 2018, Donald Trump signed legislation that encouraged the USA to send officials to Taiwan to meet Taiwanese counterparts and vice versa, which again infuriated China. And in September of 2018, the US State Department approved the sale to Taiwan of spare parts for F-16 fighter jets and other military aircraft worth up to $330 million, drawing a warning from China that it jeopardized cooperation between Beijing and Washington. In July 2022, US President Joe Biden and the Chinese president held a two-hour call where Biden underscored that the United States policy has not changed and that the United States strongly opposes unilateral efforts to change the status quo or undermine peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait. So clearly tensions between Taiwan and mainland China have been running hot for a long period of time. This is a disputed territory. China believes that Taiwan is part of one China. However, Taiwan obviously doesn't agree with that. This is the former ruling party of China that was ousted by Mao Zedong and the communists, and they see themselves as entirely independent. Over the last 70 years or so, Taiwan has built up trading relations with the rest of the world. And they have a big manufacturing industry, and they're also very important with regards to semiconductors. Around two-thirds of all semiconductors are produced in Taiwan. Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company is the world's largest contract chip maker and currently produces over 50% of all semiconductors made in the world. Now, if you follow the channel, you'll know that semiconductors have been a major problem over the last 12 months or so. As we went through the COVID pandemic, there was a downturn in production. And as we came out of that period and demand increased, we saw a global shortage. And that's impacted a lot of different industries, particularly the car industry. But semiconductors are in virtually everything these days. So we're all dependent on this form of technology. So Taiwan is a really important base because it holds the technology and the ability to produce massive amounts of semiconductors. So that's one of the reasons why there's dispute over this territory. China would like to take full control back over Taiwan, but clearly that would not be advantageous for the rest of the world because that would then mean that over 50% of all this semiconductor production would be under the control of China rather than being an independent country. But the issues that we're seeing right now are not just down to semiconductors, because what's happened in Ukraine with regards to Russia making an invasion of one of their neighbours has very similar comparables to what's happening with regards to Taiwan. Ukraine was previously part of the Soviet Union, and the dispute between the two countries is one of the reasons why Russia has invaded the territory. Now, from the start of the invasion, President Biden in the US has made it very clear to China that they will not stand by and allow China to do the same sort of thing with Taiwan. So this potentially could result in some form of global conflict. If China does decide that it wants to take military action and to invade Taiwan, then that would potentially draw in a lot of different countries into a military conflict. And we've seen how widespread the implications of Russia's invasion of Ukraine has been on the global economy. So if we were to have another conflict like this happening in Taiwan, it would be catastrophic. If we had the two simultaneously, that would be disastrous. So relations have been tense for the last few months, and they've just been made worse because Nancy Pelosi has made an official visit to Taiwan. On the 2nd of August, US House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi arrived in Taiwan on a trip she said was intended to express American solidarity with the Chinese claimed island, the first such visit in 25 years, and one that risks pushing relations between the US and China to a new low. Shortly after landing in Taiwan, Pelosi said, "Our congressional delegation's visit to Taiwan honours America's unwavering commitment to supporting Taiwan's vibrant democracy. America's solidarity with the 23 million people of Taiwan is more important today than ever, as the world faces a choice between autocracy and democracy." China immediately condemned Pelosi's visit, with the foreign minister saying it seriously damages peace and stability in the Taiwan Strait, has a severe impact on the political foundation of China-US relations, and seriously infringes upon China's sovereignty and territorial integrity. The ministry went on to say that it had lodged a strong protest with the United States. It was reported that Chinese warplanes buzzed the line dividing the Taiwan Strait on Tuesday before her arrival, and Chinese state media said People's Liberation Army would hold exercises near Taiwan from Thursday through Sunday. Russia have taken the opportunity to back China on this matter and have warned that Nancy Pelosi's trip has put the United States on a collision course with Beijing. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters, "Everything about this tour is purely provocative." And Russia's foreign ministry spokesman stated that the USA is a state provocateur. Russia confirms the principle of one China and opposes the independence of the island in any form. So we can see that Russia is now taking this opportunity to try to strengthen its bond with China in a pact against the US. And this is a really interesting development because Russia is obviously in the process of taking over part of Ukraine. It's already in military occupation of a large part of the country. And China wants to do a similar thing with Taiwan. And Russia is encouraging China to do that, and it's coming out against the USA. So potentially from a geopolitical perspective, this is a smart move by Russia because it wants to build its economic relationship with China. And if China and the USA were to fall out, then that would actually be beneficial to Russia because that would mean that more business would be done between the two countries. There's also the additional benefit that Taiwan is the main source of semiconductors across the world, and obviously Russia needs semiconductors going forward. So what's the summary and conclusion today? Well, I wanted to post this video because you've probably seen Taiwan popping up in the media on various occasions over the last few months. And it's been a recurring issue. Ever since Russia invaded Ukraine, it's become top of the agenda for the USA. The last thing that Joe Biden wants right now is for China to decide to invade Taiwan, because it would force his hand and some form of response would be needed. Now, there's been a lot of saber rattling and a lot of talk about helping Taiwan and supporting them in their independence. But nobody really wants another military conflict. The global economy is already teetering on the brink of recession. What's happened in Ukraine has sent shockwaves all across the world. We have seen a massive increase in energy prices and food prices and all sorts of other issues with regards to the global supply chain. And the sanctions that have been imposed against Russia are really starting to bite, not just on Russia, but also on the rest of the world, because everybody's having to change who they're buying their energy from. It's pushed up prices and caused inflation globally. So the last thing that we could cope with right now is another military conflict, particularly if it involved China and potentially then we would see some sanctions coming in against China. So nobody wants this to happen because the recession that we're already looking at could get significantly worse if China does decide that this is a good time to take back control of Taiwan. So that's why the markets are getting so jittery. Every time there's something happening that causes a potential likelihood of conflict, then the markets dip even further. Now, the fact that the US have sent an official representative to Taiwan is actually bad news because Taiwan see this as confirmation of support for their independence campaign, and China will see this as a provocative act because it's raising the profile of the Taiwan situation. So it is possible that China will make some sort of response to this action, and it does definitely increase the likelihood of something happening. Maybe not an outright war, but certainly increasing the tension. And Russia have jumped upon this as an opportunity to try to strengthen their bond with China. They are desperate to improve their relationship with China. And if that could come at the same time as China falling out with the USA, then that would be the perfect scenario for Russia because they are looking to set up a new trading relationship. They're developing their ties with India and China. And the problem that Russia has right now is that the US is looking to enforce secondary sanctions. So it's saying to China and India, if you increase your trading relations with Russia, then we will enforce secondary sanctions against you. Now, if China was to fall out entirely, then obviously they wouldn't care about any secondary sanctions because they would be following Russia in cutting all of their ties with the Western world. Now, we're not at that point yet, and I don't think China will go down that road. China wants Taiwan because it's close in proximity. It was formerly part of China for over 200 years. So clearly there's a legacy there, but I don't think China would jeopardize their entire trading relations with the Western world in the same way that Russia has, because they've seen exactly what's happening to Russia, and China doesn't want to go down that road. China is forecast to become the biggest economy in the world. Whether that happens remains to be seen. But if it cuts all of its trading ties with Europe and the USA, then it certainly won't overtake the USA anytime in the near future, because they would be cutting off massive amounts of their market. So in terms of what I think is likely to happen over the next 3 to 6 months, I don't think China will try to take over Taiwan. I think they've seen what's happening to Russia and don't really want to go down that road. So I don't think there'll be an invasion of the island, but they do want to defend their position. And they are very unhappy that people like Nancy Pelosi are going to the island to confirm that they're happy to deal with the ruling party in Taiwan. So we'll continue to see a lot of tension. I think we'll continue to see a war of words, but I don't think that we'll see an actual war. I don't think we'll see a military conflict happening in Taiwan in the near future. And that's good news for the global economy, because if we were to see that military conflict, it would be really bad news globally. So I'll keep you posted on any further news and developments as and when they happen. Hopefully you found this video useful, informative and educational. If you've liked what I've said today, then please give me a thumbs up and don't forget to subscribe if you haven't done so already.